Good morning. This is Father Mark Toops over at Christ Redeemer Catholic Church in Thibodaux, Louisiana, with our daily podcast inside week 3 of a preaching series entitled Choosing to Choose, a series designed to help us all sustain the momentum that we had in our spiritual life during Lent to become more consistent in our relationship with God. And this past weekend, we talked about being present to the present moment. And one of the things that often competes with our attention in the present moment is our devices, our cell phones, our tablets, our iPads, or whatever it is that we go to that pulls us out of being not only present to people, present to God, but just present to the present moment. Yesterday we talked about there's nothing wrong with those devices. It's the way that we use those devices. And today I'd like to just highlight one thing that I think we need to be on guard for, that I think has entered into our experience because of the use of technology and the speed of technology. In every relationship that I know, you have to wait in relationship. You have to wait on another person to respond to the movements of their heart. You have to wait in life for doors to open or for doors to close. When it comes to our relationship with God, it's the same thing. We have to wait on God's response. We have to wait to hear His voice. And we have to develop the capacity and the comfort of waiting to see what surfaces in our own heart. Let me go a little deeper into that today. Waiting. Because of the speed of technology, the instantaneous way that we can either send a message, receive a message, or even retrieve information off the internet, we don't really do a good job of waiting anymore. And if we don't cultivate the capacity to wait, then we're not going to, I think, cultivate a spiritual maturity. In our relationship with God, we have to be able to pay attention to the subtle ways that God speaks to us. We have to wait sometimes for God not only to answer our prayers, but in the waiting, we need to be able to notice maybe different things that God may want to talk about until He answers your prayer. Let me give you a concrete example. I was sharing with the congregation this past weekend that a good friend of mine was asking for a prayer last week in order to get a job. And as they were waiting for God to give them the answer of whether they were get the job or not get the job, a few things popped up within their family. Dynamics of trust, as their family needed to trust. And so as they were waiting to hear back from the oil field company, they were then attentive to the fact that in the waiting, their family needed to discuss whether or not they trusted that God was going to speak. Sometimes when you're waiting for the answer, other things rise to the surface. And if we're not accustomed to waiting, if we don't have the capacity or the maturity to be present in the silence, to be present to the present moment, then oftentimes we're going to miss the very things that God is going to give to us in the subtleties of life. And our devices, I think, are competing with our capacity to wait on God, to wait with God, or to wait and to notice what rises in our own hearts. So as we invite you this week just to take an honest look at where you are with devices, there's no conspiracy against the devices. It's a love for you and an invitation for us to grow. Again, concretely, what can you do today? Just pay attention to how often you go to the devices and ask the Lord for the gift of waiting with Him and for Him as you continue to grow in your capacity to choose to choose. Come up back tomorrow. We're going to talk about how choosing is important in any relationship and how those devices affect that. And until we see you tomorrow, God bless.